So they're vaccinating children, young. And I want to remind people, this is from the BBC. COVID, children's extremely low risk confirmed by study. The overall risk of children becoming severely ill or dying from COVID is extremely low. According to the CDC, this is from the New York Intelligencer, among children, the mortality risk from COVID-19 is actually lower than from the flu. That's from the New York Intelligencer. I have no idea how that got printed, but it's true. And here's another one. This is from the New York Times. For children without a serious medical condition, the danger of severe COVID is so low as to be difficult to quantify. That's from the New York Times. And now, that was back when there was Delta. So these are from articles written during Delta, which we all know was a much more severe strain of the virus. Now, listen to what Bill Gates says about the virus. Does it affect kids? Let's listen.
At that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate.
COVID has a low fatality rate. It's a fairly low fit. We didn't know that. So they thought it had a high fatality rate. And now they know that it has a low fatality rate.
Also, we did know that.
Also, he did know that. That he's acting like that's new information. It's not new information. And now we'll listen to what he says.
And that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that. So that,
all right, I'm going to play that again.
We didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that.
Okay, so now here's an article from the Wall Street Journal. Why the rush for toddler vaccines? They're vaccinating toddlers now. Why the rush? This is a very historic milestone, a monumental step forward, President Joe Biden declared last week after the FDA authorized Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for toddlers.
No Johnson & Johnson?
No Johnson & Johnson. No J&J.
No J&J? What happened?
The United States is now the first country in the world, to offer safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old.
Oh, you can have SADS and SIDS.
In fact, we don't know if the vaccines are safe and effective, says the Wall Street Journal. The rushed FDA action was based on extremely weak evidence, says the Wall Street Journal. It's one thing to show regulatory flexibility during an emergency. But for children, COVID isn't an emergency. I know. So how are they getting emergency use authorization for a vaccine if there isn't an emergency? By the way, the reason why they had to make you think ivermectin was horse poison was on the outside chance that it might be able to treat COVID-19. Because if it could have, they wouldn't be able to get their emergency use authorization for their vaccine, and they would have lost hundreds of billions of dollars. So that's why they made you think that. But there is a treatment for COVID. It's called monoclonals. That's why Chris Christie got better. That's why Trump got better. Like that. Chris Christie, the fattest guy in the country, he got better. Because they gave them monoclonals. So someone has to explain to me why they're allowed to get an emergency use authorization if there is a treatment for it. I don't understand that. They're still allowed to get it. So I must be wrong. That's all I can think of, is I must be wrong. Wall Street Journal says it's not an emergency for children. So this is happening right out in the open. Just so you know, This is that they're not doing this in secret. They're doing this right out in the open. Just like the $54 billion to Ukraine while there's people living under every bridge in America. They're doing it right out in the open. The FDA bent its standards to an unusual degree and brushed aside troubling evidence that warrants more investigation, according to the Wall Street Journal. As it initially did for adults, the FDA granted the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines for toddlers an emergency use authorization, allowing the agency to expedite access for products that prevent serious or life-threatening diseases or conditions. Are children now... does that include... While adult COVID vaccines clearly met the standard, the toddler vaccines don't, according to the Wall Street Journal. Only 209 kids between 6 months and 4 years old have died from COVID. About 0.02% of all virus deaths in the U.S. About half as many toddlers were hospitalized with COVID between October 2020 and September 2021 as were hospitalized with the flu during the previous winter. So twice as many kids were hospitalized with the flu in 2019 to 2020 as were hospitalized with COVID from 2020 to 2021. Does that make the, am I being clear that the flu hospitalized kids at twice the rate a year earlier than COVID did? More children were hospitalized during the Omicron wave last winter, but hospitalization rates were still roughly in line with the 2019-2020 flu season. None of the 5,400 or so toddlers in Moderna's trial were hospitalized for COVID. Yet at least 15 were hospitalized for non-COVID infections.
Look, we won't know for sure until the toddlers are 75 or
The two children in Pfizer's trial who got sickest with COVID also tested positive for other viruses. It's possible that many hospitalizations attributed to COVID this winter were actually instigated or exacerbated by other viruses. Is it possible? Yes. Is it likely? Evidence supporting the efficacy of Moderna and Pfizer vaccine in adults, at least at the time they were approved, was also far stronger. Both trials were large and robust enough to demonstrate 95% efficacy against infection with a strong degree of certainty. Now, you can believe this if you want. I don't even know what the F this really means.
Personally, I think it's 100% efficacy, Jimmy.
I think it's unbelievable.
I would say probably 105%.
It's probably 105%.
I want to make that clear to you, too.
Yes. And by contrast, the FDA authorized the vaccines for toddlers based on a comparison of the antibodies they generated to the original Wuhan variant with those in young adults. So they're not even testing the Omicron strain, it seems like to me. Again, correct me if I'm wrong on this. I'm misreading this. But they're testing this vaccine against the original strain.
But I thought that even for adults, it didn't work that well against Omicron, according to my friend Bill Gates, who I have due trust.
According to Bill Gates, you're right. But two doses, so they did the two doses, and guess what? Two doses offer little, if any, protection against Omicron infection in adults. It does. You're correct, Kurt. You're correct.
They said that a lot. Oh, yeah. That's why you needed boosters all the time.
And even protection against hospitalization is only around 40 to 60%.
Well, that surprises me.
Me too. At least Moderna's trial showed modest efficacy against symptomatic Omicron infection, 37% among 2 to 5 year olds, and 51% for those 6 months to 2 years old. Wow. Pfizer claimed its vaccine was 80% effective, but this is misleading. You think? For one, Pfizer contravened numerous clinical trial conventions. Really? Like what? Well, its initial protocol involved only two doses, but this failed to generate the antibody levels required for the FDA approval. So what'd they do? They gave another dose. So Pfizer added a third dose, which the FDA generously allowed. Why would they do that? Because they're fucking corrupt. That's why. Because they get their funding from Pfizer. That's why they generously allowed it.
So they just have to get the antibody levels?
That's right? All they're using.
Go ahead and top them off with a little bit more vaccine.
Yeah, top them off. That's exactly.
Wow.
When will my fellow YouTubers have a critical thing to say about this COVID policy? When will my comedian friends finally find their balls and integrity and start pushing back against Big Pharma and the goddamn corrupted government that's owned by Big Pharma? When do you think that will happen? I'm going to guess never.
Oh, I was going to say when the swelling of their hearts goes down a little bit. Get some ice on that heart and then get out there.
Usually, the agencies won't let drug makers make a course correction when a trial ends in failure.
They made a course correction?
Pfizer then planned to track at least 21 cases to establish a bare-bones measure of efficacy. That's how many cases that they track. That's the trial.
That's not even the sample size of people that I know personally who got three to four shots in COVID twice. That's not even the number. Wow.
By comparison, Moderna tracked more than 250 cases. So Pfizer, according to this, is doing 21 cases. This is their trial. And here, Moderna is doing 250 cases. Yet Pfizer truncated its data collection on April 29th, the day after Moderna announced it had submitted its application for emergency use authorization, even though a mere 10 cases had been recorded after the third dose. It's hard not to conclude that Pfizer cut corners to avoid getting beaten by Moderna. This is capitalist and competition for money, baby.
I mean, it's just a bunch of toddlers.
Just a bunch of toddlers. The vaccine is a cash machine. But as a result, too few cases were documented to measure with any degree of confidence Pfizer's vaccine efficacy. Pfizer nonetheless proclaimed its vaccine was 80% effective. Of course they did. Moderna scientists must be seething, says the Wall Street Journal.
The Johnson & Johnson ones, they're like with Tom from MySpace on a beach somewhere. They're
yes, even. Yes, they are.
They're out of that rat race.
They're out of A Pfizer spokesman says the FDA was more interested in vaccine immunogenicity. Data that efficacy, it was more interested in vaccine immunogenicity data than efficacy among toddlers, and will do another efficacy analysis after more cases accrue. More troubling, vaccinated toddlers in Pfizer's trial were, hang on to your cocks, were more likely to get severely ill with COVID than those who received the placebo.
How can you get it approved?
Because they're corrupt. That's why. Because the two heads of the vaccine department at the FDA resigned over the booster program. And that's why now they can do whatever they want at the FDA, because they got rid of the people with integrity and a conscience. Those people left and they put in a dupe of Big Pharma. And now this is where we are at. We're at giving a vaccine to children that is going to make it more likely that they will get severely ill with COVID than those who received a placebo.
Well, this is why you're not supposed to do your own research, man.
I'm doing my own research and it's blowing my mind. By doing my own research, I mean I'm reading an article in the Wall Street Journal. I'm not supposed to read the newspapers.
It says opinion. Whose opinion is it? Putin's probably?
Yeah, it's probably Putin. Pfizer claimed most severe cases weren't clinically significant. Whatever that means. But this was all the more reason that the FDA should have required a longer follow-up before authorizing the vaccine, says the Wall Street Journal. There's a reason vaccine trials usually take a decade. Some steps can be accelerated, but an extended follow-up is often necessary to ensure potential side effects aren't overlooked. The FDA standard for approving vaccines in otherwise healthy people, especially children, is supposed to be higher than for drugs that treat the sick. So if you're going to give a medicine or give a medical treatment to someone who's perfectly healthy, the standard for that has to be higher than the standard for a drug you give to someone who's already sick and dying. Do you get that? I hope you do. I do.
Yeah.
It should be. Doesn't seem like it is. But the FDA conspicuously lowered its standards to approve COVID vaccines for toddlers. Why? Perhaps it felt pressure from the White House as well as anxious parents. I don't know. We'll never know, because the people who had integrity and you could trust at the FDA resigned over the vaccine booster program, and they'll never tell you that on MSNBC or CNN. What's the criteria for emergency use issuance? Well, let's look. A product may be granted emergency use authorization if the following criteria are met. Evidence of a serious or life-threatening condition. Is Omicron a life-threatening condition for toddlers? Is it?
But even Delta was.
According to the New York Times, no. And the CBRN agent must be capable of causing a serious or life-threatening disease or condition. By the way, the CBRN, that's short for chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear. So it just means whatever the thing is that making the person sick, that's what that means. Number two, evidence of effectiveness. There must be a reasonable belief, after consideration of all available scientific evidence, that the product will be effective for its intended use. The guidance states that MCM products that may be considered for an emergency use authorization are those that may be effective to prevent, diagnose, or treat serious or life-threatening diseases caused by the CBRN agent. The phrase "may be effective" allows for a lower level of evidence than the efficacy standards typically. So you can get emergency use authorization. They don't give you a higher standard because there's no long-term trial. They gave you a lower standard.
Is number three, the last one, just say, or two people have to resign from the vaccine department, you can do what you want?
Yeah. Or three. Here is three. Satisfactory risk-benefit analysis, evidence of safety. The FDA will weigh the known and potential benefits of the product against its known and potential risks. The agency will consider all available scientific evidence to make a risk-benefit determination, considering the threat level posed by the... So what's the... Is the virus going to cause more damage, or is the vaccine going to... That's what that's saying. Which is going to cause more damage? And then four, lack of alternatives. There is no adequate approved and available alternative to the product. That's why they made you think ivermectin was horse poison, because of this number four. Because if there was something that treated COVID, they couldn't get their authorization because of this right here. There has to be no alternative. And if there was, they couldn't get their emergency use authorization. So on the outside chance that ivermectin actually treated it, they had to make you think it was horse poison. Now, when the mainstream news media covers this, they cover it as if they're doing PR for Big Pharma, because they are. And this is a video on YouTube when they first authorized it for kids, oh, like 5 to 11. And, of course, NBC News was all for it and said, you have to do this. It's a great idea. And they had a guy on lying about the statistics about kids and COVID. Literally lying. Making stuff up. And this video is not taken down. And this video got 5,000 dislikes to 600 likes. That's from NBC News. Now you know why they got rid of the dislike button on YouTube? They got rid of the dislike button to protect Big Pharma. That's why they did that. And if you think otherwise, you're a fucking chump of the highest order. That's why they got rid of it. No matter what YouTube fucking, what bullshit they're slinging. Let's remember they're in bed with the CIA, the FBI, and the military industrial complex. That's who fucking YouTube and Google are. And that's what happens when people were allowed to vote on what they thought of their bullshit news about vaccines and COVID. That was the result. And so they had to get that rid of. And they did. And the benefit is now nobody can tell how bad Kyle Kalinske got ratioed when he did two videos about me.
It's really amazing how much they hate that kind of voting. The thumbs up or down voting of like, we need to end this democracy immediately. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's what the Wall Street Journal has to say about child vaccines for toddlers. The shit that's going on around this COVID policy is unbelievably nuts. And the fact that there isn't a pushback from these YouTubers, what gutless fucking wastes. Just gutless. I get it. They might take down your channel. I get it. They might demonetize you. What's the point of doing a show? The whole point of doing these shows is to be the antidote to the bullshit of the mainstream news media that is bought and owned by corporations and mostly Big Pharma. Okay. Anything you want to add to this? I mean, there it is. It's in the Wall Street Journal, baby. Even they're catching on.
No. Should I not say I only got two shots and I never got COVID?
I got two shots. I got two. And I am never, ever getting another one. Ever. I'm jealous of people who didn't get it. Because I'm injured for who knows how long. I'm still injured. As I turn to go do this, my neck is killing me. As I turn to do that, ow, I'm just used to it. I'm just used to it. Hey, we're going to Sacramento, back here in Los Angeles, Bakersfield, Indianapolis, Louisville, Cincinnati, Tulsa, Oklahoma City. Go to jimmydorecomedy.com for a link for all the tickets for all our shows.